Live from around the world with your health and fitness news, it's Under 10 Fitness with The Skinny.
What's up? Welcome to the podcast, Under 10 Fitness. These are your fitness podcast about fitness, and we keep these under 10 minutes. My name is Drew. I'm your host, and with me is Mike, my co-host. What up, Mike?
Hey, Drew. Welcome to another episode of The Skinny.
Absolutely. So last week, we talked about the NAAFA, and actually, Mike, we got a email about this.
Read away.
So check this out. Right. Dear Drew and Mike, thanks for The Skinny on the NAFA. I would like to weigh in.
Now,
that's pretty clever, right?
That's pretty good.
I would like to weigh in on the topic of fat acceptance. I agree that accepting obesity and never making an attempt to improve health is wrong. However, I think that accepting people for where they are today is important. Guilt for allowing yourself to become overweight should be left in the past. It is important to accept today's weights and know that every day you are moving consciously towards a healthier place. Thanks for the podcast, Jessa.
Yeah, see, that's perfectly, that's very well put. I think that was like reciprocated our attitudes pretty well on the
towards
on the
it. It's about looking at where you are now and looking where do you want to go and making it happen.
Yeah.
Very well put. So thank you for that. If you want to weigh in on anything that we're talking about, you can email us, drew@under10fitness.com, or go to the website and there is a comment section there. So let's talk about what is going on in the health and fitness world. Today we're going to talk about, it's a little bit of a controversy going on right now. So what is happening right now is a CrossFit gym is suing the NSCA. Now the NSCA is the National Strength and Conditioning Association. It's one of the biggest and most accredited personal training facilities in the United States.
Right.
What is exactly happening, Mike?
So basically, this CrossFit gym in Ohio, I believe, is suing the scientists of this NSCA study back in 2013, basically coming out and saying that CrossFit is incredibly dangerous. All these people are getting hurt, and the CrossFit gym is suing them now because it's a...
Because of misinformation.
Because it's the CrossFit gym is now suing them because it's misinformation, or so they believe.
Right. So what had happened is after the NSCA published this study, they said that a certain percentage of the participants were being injured because of overuse.
Mm-hmm.
And what the CrossFit gym is saying is that it's actually false information, that the people actually had to drop out for other reasons, like their lives were becoming overwhelming and too busy, so that they didn't have time anymore for the workouts.
And now why this is relevant? Well, we're hearing more and more and more of these cases where people are sick of getting hurt in CrossFit. Everybody, you know, has a friend that has gotten hurt doing CrossFit, you know, for various reasons. I've heard it all the time now. So this story is kind of, this is very relevant, I would say.
It's a common story because we've all heard of somebody getting hurt in the gym. And now with CrossFit, CrossFit is, it's a very technical type of workout.
Yeah, it's amazing and it's pretty incredible. It's an intense workout. It's designed particularly, I think, for the more advanced athletic person, not just the everyday person that's trying to lose some weight. I think the technical difficulty is very high.
Right, because these are Olympic-style lifts. They're in there, they're doing snatches, they're doing cleans, they're doing heavy deadlifts, they're doing heavy overhead pressing. And if you're not used to all of those really fast, quick movements at heavy weights, you're going to hurt yourself. Because also the attitude in there is that you want to do, they set the weight, so you don't have a choice on what weight to use. So whether you're new or seasoned, you're both
you're
lifting
all doing
the
same
weight.
Thing, yeah.
And they do a time limit. So whoever can do them the quickest, it's a competition. Yeah. Whoever does them the fastest wins, right?
Yeah, each workout of the day is a new competition, which I like. That's kind of appealing to me. I would say that it definitely increases the chance of having an injury when you're doing it like that, though, when you're just trying to bust through a workout as quick as possible.
It goes back to what we were talking about in a previous episode, that no matter what movement you're doing, if you're doing it wrong, you're going to hurt yourself.
Yeah, form's key. And I think a lot of people forget that when they're trying to just blow through a workout. That's just inevitably going to happen.
And we're
not
bashing CrossFit because there's lots of good CrossFit gyms out there.
Yeah.
And you had some cool statistics about this, actually.
Okay, this is pretty interesting. So CrossFit was founded initially in 2000 by Greg Glassman and a couple other people. in 2005, so 5 years after its inception, there is 13 CrossFit gyms and affiliates. And in 2014, how many gyms do you think there are across America?
I think 200.
There's over 9,000 CrossFit affiliates in 2014.
9,000.
So they're doing something right.
Right. So it's
seriously, that is incredible.
People love it.
People love CrossFit. I can definitely see the appeal. I'm impressed by the athletic conditioning and the aerobic capacity, I definitely say.
Yeah, because if you've ever watched the CrossFit
it's
games,
it's pretty impressive.
It's impressive. But when something grows that fast and rapidly, how do you monitor and make sure that all these affiliates are doing exactly what you want them to do?
I mean, if this program is regurgitated by someone and then it's taken by someone else who gets a certification and regurgitates it, there could be a loss of direction somewhere in there. And who knows, maybe one of these CrossFit gyms is a culprit for a lot of injuries just from somebody who wasn't really paying attention and didn't actually know how to do what the original owner set out to do.
Yeah, so I think the key here or the takeaway is if you're planning on doing CrossFit, research the gym.
Yeah, absolutely.
Make sure that they are accredited, an affiliate, or that they have some kind of certification. Put them through the interview before. Don't just sign up.
Yeah, yeah. I would definitely have a little bit working knowledge of what you're getting yourself into as well.
Yeah, see what kind of certifications they have. Mm-hmm. And talk to some members maybe and see how long they've been going and what they think.
So with this story in the news pretty recently here, we're just basically have to keep our eye on it and see if the research, you know, that they've gathered is proved to be true or if it was a little bit, you know, fabricated. We'll just have to keep an eye out for it.
Right, because they're in court right now, mm-hmm. probably as we speak, battling it out.
As we speak, yes.
Yeah, so when we find out more information about this, we will let you know.
Yeah, it'll be pretty interesting when the news breaks, I think.
All right, and that is The Skinny. This is Under 10 Fitness. Go to the Facebook page, Facebook.com/Under 10 Fitness. And remember,
stay motivated.